This week on Get Hench,
we're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl, why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from? The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going to need a better alibi than that, bro. I'll get your passport, and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
Batter up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Surovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week's Mensch of the Week is MLB researcher Sarah Langs, who was honored at Citi Field on Lou Gehrig Day last week to honor her fight against ALS on the anniversary of Lou Gehrig's passing. Of course, Lou Gehrig famously had ALS, and it is, you know, more colloquially known as Lou Gehrig's disease. There is currently no cure for ALS, even, you know, today, many, many years after Lou Gehrig died of the disease on his 36th birthday when he announced that he had ALS, and then there's still no cure to this day. And Sarah Langs famously has been diagnosed with it and has been amazing during her fight and graceful and just she's an incredible human being. And I just felt like, you know, we really should shout that out on this podcast. So,
yeah, she's, I mean, she's always just been a wonderful, kind of lover of the game and smart person in the game. Always just like a pleasure to follow on Twitter, and always has, funny and insightful things to say about the game. And she, you know, took this news. I think she was 30. And has taken it to inspiration around really like doing a lot to fundraise for ALS, because it is still a really under researched and underfunded disease. Actually, from the public health side of things, the Ice Bucket Challenge was actually one of the few kind of viral fundraising efforts that ever really worked. It actually like almost doubled ALS fundraising for that year, but it did drop off after. So it's especially valuable to be donating to that now, like, you know, in honor of Sarah, of Lou Gehrig. Just it's a really important field.
Yeah.
And she's doing fist bumps now to raise money for awareness. So instead of the Ice Bucket Challenge, it's fist bumps for ALS now. And before the NBA Finals the other day, like, their whole broadcast crew did fist bumps for Sarah. So it's nice to see not only the baseball community get behind her, but now it's expanding into the wider sports community as a whole.
Yeah, and if you guys aren't familiar with the t-shirt fundraiser in honor of Sarah, RotoWear is selling a t-shirt that says baseball is the best, and that is Sarah's like sort of catchphrase online. When she posts, she will always say baseball is the best. And that's the thing that, like, I feel like stands out about Sarah, as much as her baseball acumen and her knowledge, her boundless knowledge of the game, is just her boundless joy for the game and how much she loves it. And so baseball is the best is really such a signature like phrase that I will always associate with her now. And, you know, and it's hard to describe the t-shirt if you haven't seen it, but it says baseball is the best. And like on the downward, sort of like a crossword, it says end ALS. And so you can buy those t-shirts, and the proceeds will help go to fund ALS research. And so a bunch of people have been wearing those this year to support Sarah. And another thing that was posted in addition to the Mets honoring Sarah at Citi Field on Lou Gehrig Day. The other thing that happened is that Mandy Bell, Sarah's probably closest friend in the baseball community, posted a video called My Friend Sarah. And I dare you to watch that without crying. I didn't.
Can't be done.
So, Nate, grab some tissues.
Yeah, it's incredibly good. In it, Mandy talks about her relationship with Sarah and how it developed and how, you know, Sarah got started in baseball and her journey in the game and a lot of parallels that she has with Lou Gehrig, besides just the disease that they share. You know, it's a really moving video from Sarah Langs' closest friend in baseball. I highly recommend you watch it, though. Again, have your tissues ready if you do. Don't watch it at a time that you won't feel comfortable, like ugly crying, because but it's really good. And so, yeah, that video is incredible. And Sarah's done so much work to try to find a cure for ALS. And it's such a heartbreaking disease. And it's, you know, we still have a cure for it. It's still underfunded. We still don't know, like, as a scientist, like, it's kind of crazy to me how much we still don't know about ALS. There are a lot of other diseases where, you know, it was previously a, like, death sentence, and now it's turned into, like, not so much a death sentence. I think of the disease that I researched, cystic fibrosis, that used to be this terrible, horrible disease, but because of scientific breakthroughs and advancements, is now people are living pretty much normal lives with cystic fibrosis. So we would love for ALS to get to that point. And it's just one of those diseases that just simply hasn't. We haven't solved the puzzle. A lot more needs to be done.
And, you know, good for baseball too, for, you know, continuing the day as a whole. Like, it wasn't just at Citi Field. It was, you know, Lou Gehrig Day throughout baseball. So it is something that at least they're continuing and keeping it in the spotlight. So hopefully that will also help push the research and push the funding. So like you said, it does eventually get to that point where maybe they can find, maybe not even a cure, but a better treatment for it. So it does prolong and, you know, give them a better quality of life or make it more manageable.
Exactly.
And credit, you know, to all of MLB. I mean, there were, and credit also to Sarah, is just, you know, how much recognition there was of her as a person and of all the hard work that she is doing. You know, that wasn't just the Mets, it was league wide, although Citi Field had her there and was able to give her the whole, like, red carpet treatment that she deserves. And so, you know, special extra nod to them. But it really was very just inspiring and beautiful to see how many people have been touched by her. And we're taking that day to share in the things that matter to her.
And yeah. Can we shout out other Mensch of the Week, Eduardo Escobar, for being so adorable and welcoming and putting the hat on her head?
Yes. It had to be Eduardo.
It had to be.
Eduardo's the best. Baseball is the best. Eduardo Escobar is the best. Sarah Langs is the best. Honestly, even before, obviously, all her fantastic fundraising work and just, you know, how she's dealt with this diagnosis with grace throughout, even before that, she was one of the most beloved people in baseball. Like, there is not... It's hard for me to think of another person in the baseball community who is more universally beloved than her.
Never heard a single breath of bad thoughts about her ever, like, well before her diagnosis. Like,
exactly. It's not revisionist history here.
She's just like that person who clicks with everyone.
And her researching skills are unrivaled.
Yes. Like, she basically, like, something will happen in a game and 30 seconds later, she's on Twitter saying that hasn't happened since August 4th, 1937. Like she's right there, ready to go. It's a superpower. It's really incredible. So yeah, just this week's Mensch of the Week is Sarah Langs, and just she's an inspiration to everybody in the baseball community. So thank you, Sarah. And baseball is the best. So that does it for our Mensch of the Week segment this week. You can find all of our fantastic podcasts on homerunapplesauce.com. You can support our work by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram at HR Applesauce. You can follow this show on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at A Pod of Their Own. You can also email the show aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts from and rate and review the show if you can. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasting.